This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Haba, and welcome everyone to Daf HaShavua, Masechta Yevamos, Daf Lamed Tes Amod Beis. And yesterday we learned the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, whether you have a choice between Bias Katan and Chalitzas Gadol. We know mitzvah begadol, but what about what is more important? What has precedence, the bia of the katan or the chalitza of the gadol? Do we say bias katan adifa because the ikar mitzvah is yibum, or do we say chalitza's gadol is better because the ikar is the gadol? Now we're going to learn a new machlekes. Well, actually, one more tanan. I shouldn't have stopped where I did last night, but what are you going to do? Tanan, we're four lines from the bottom. Tala b'katan ad sheyagdal. Let's say you delayed, you hinged it on the katan until he grew older. You say, nah, I don't want to do it. Wait for the katan to grow up. Ein shoymin lai. We don't listen to him. Now wait a second. If bias means the oldest one didn't want to do yibam, presumably he wanted to do chalitza, and he says, let's wait until the katan grows up. So we don't listen to him. Now wait a second. If bias katan is adifa, why don't we listen to him? We should wait until he grows up and let him do yibum. So that shows that bias katan is not more important than chalitza's gadol. Says Gemara, Ula Tameich, and according to you, that Bias Katan is greater than Chalitzas Gadol. Well, Uve Gadol Atchiyam Dina Sayam in Shemin Lai, Amai Ninter Dilma Asi V'Chalitz. Really, according to you, let's get the Cheshbon clear. The Gemara is trying to prove that if Bias Katan is Adifa, then Chalitza's Gadol, why don't we listen to him? It must be Bias Katan is not Adifa. That's what the Meichiach is trying to prove, that Bias Katan is not better. So we say, okay, you want to say Bias Katan is not better, but you'll have to concede over here, Bias Gadol is better. So why Uve Gadol Hashem Nisayam? Why don't we listen? Everyone agrees Bias Gadol is better. Amai, why? Ninter dema asi v'chalitz. Why don't we say, he'll come and he'll do chalitza? Or the girsa really should be, he'll come and do yibam. In other words, it's not better according to you. You want to say bias katan is not better. Yeah, but you agree bias gadol is better, so why don't we wait for the gadol to come? Ela kol shehuye mitzvah lo mashinan. We don't like to delay mitzvahs. That's why we don't wait. Not really, I'll tell you, bias katan is greater than Chalitza's Gadol. So why don't we wait for the Katan? We don't wait for the Katan because we don't delay mitzvos. Fine. Is da Amri. There are those who say, Bebiya kuleyam aloi pligi. The Bia is Katan div. Everybody agrees the Bia of the Katan is preferable. As important as it is mitzvah begadol, even more important is that Bia is done. Ki pligi bechalitza's Katan. The question is, once they're doing chalitza, is chalitza's gadol, does that have precedence over chalitza's katan? V'hachi etmar, chalitza's katan, chalitza's gadol. If you have a choice between the chalitza of a katan and the chalitza of a gadol, pligi ba Rav Yochanan, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, is machlokes, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, chad omar, one opinion holds, chalitza's gadol, adifa, the chalitza of the gadol is greater, v'chad omar, and one holds, ki adodi ninu, it's pick'em. So you know, whichever one you want. Meaning, man de amar chalitza's gadol adifa. The one who holds chalitza of the gadol is more is takes precedence. Da mitzvah begadol. Ve'idach the other opinion. Ki amin a mitzvah begadol. Inyan yibam av inyan chalitza kahadadin. When do we say the mitzvah is on the gadol? That is when he does yibam. But if when it comes to chalitza, there's no adifus of the gadol over the katan. Okay. So basically, the executive summary here of this new machlokes is, who is more, what takes precedence, the chalitza of the gadol or the chalitza of the gadol is not more preferable than anyone else's chalitza? Do we say the gadol's adifus is only in the realm of yibum, or does he have priority? Period. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, loy ratzu, if the katan doesn't want chayzun etzel gadol, my lav loy ratzu liyabim. He doesn't. The katan doesn't want to do yibum. Ella lachloitz. But they want to do chalitza. Uketani chayzun etzel gadol. Shmamina chalitza is gadol adifa. We see we go to the gadol even for chalitza. Says the Gemara, no. Loy ratzu, loy lachloitz, loy liyabim. It means the katan doesn't want to do anything. If it means the katan doesn't want to do anything, dechavasei gabe gadol loy ratzo loy lachlitz loy liyabim. That means when the gadol didn't want to do it, he didn't want to do anything either. So in that case, so why do we go back to the gadol to force the katan? The katan's in bezdin anyway. In other words, if you're going to say loy ratzo means they don't even want to do chalitza. So it means the gadol doesn't want to do chalitza. If the gadol doesn't want to do chalitza, so then keep it by the katan. Ella may chozun etzel gadol lemechvei lechvei ledetu. Says the Gemara, kivan de mitzvah ale didei ramyo ledidei kaifinan. Since chalitza's gadol is adifa, we go back to the gadol, even though it's somewhat of a tircha to bezdin. Fine, tashma. Come in here. Tala begadol, if you hinged it on the gadol, ad sheyava mimedina sayam, until he came from overseas, ein shayman lai. In other words, the youngest available, the oldest brother who's in town says, let's wait for Pliny, the oldest brother, to come. He's coming back from Dubai tomorrow or in a week. So we don't listen to him. Why not? V'sakadai the chalitza's gadol adifa. If the chalitza of gadol is preferable, amayin shamloi. Why don't we listen to him? Ninter domayas v'chalitz. Let's wait for him to come back. Maybe he'll do chalitza. Must be the chalitza of a gadol is not better. Well, wait a second. Ula tamech bekatan ad sheyagdol in shamloi. And according to you, so you want to say the chalitza of a gadol is not better. But you would agree the bia of a katan is better than nothing of a gadol. Ulatamech bekatan ad sheyagda in shayman loy. The Mishnah says we don't listen to the gadol if he says let's wait for the katan to grow up. Amai ninter? Why we should wait? Dilma gadol meyavim. He might grow up and do yibum. We just don't wait to do mitzvahs. We don't delay mitzvahs. When a mitzvah comes your way, do it, Raida. There you go. So we just don't delay mitzvahs, and therefore there's nothing conclusive from here. Now, today's sugya is a very interesting sugya, and that is, lamaisa, do we do yibam bezman hazeh? We know we came across the sheet of Abba Shaul, that you have to be mechavein l'shem mitzvah, but Abba Shaul is not is a minority view. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say you're allowed to do yibam. So, what is the upshot on this? New sugya here. Tanan Hasam. Mitzvahs we learned in a Mishnah over there. There refers to Ksubis Samach Dalid and Bechayrois Yud Gimel. Mitzvahs yibum koydemus mitzvahs chalitza. Mitzvahs yibum takes precedence over mitzvahs chalitza. That's only barishayno shayu mischavnim l'shem mitzvah. That's only in the beginning that they were mechavin for mitzvah. Achshav she'en mischavnim l'shem mitzvah. Nowadays, people don't get married l'shem shemayim. Amru mitzvahs chalitza koydemus mitzvahs yibum. Now this is very difficult. This is a Mishnah. And it's a stam Mishnah. And the Stam Mishnah seems to be like Abba Shaul, that in order to do Yibam, you have to be Mechavin L'Shem Shamayim, which is ultimately what leads Rabbeinu Tam to Paskin like Abba Shaul. Because we have a Stam Mishnah. Yeah? Fine. Amar Rav in Koifin. Rav says we don't force it. What does that mean, we don't force it? Machloikis Rashi Toisus. Rashi learns in Koifin that if they both want to do Yibum, we don't force them to do Chalitza. So we don't say, no, you know, do Yibum, maybe you're not Mechavin L'Shem Mitzvah. If they want to do Yibum, we don't force them to do Chalitza. That is the Shita of Rashi in Koifin. And Tosfos seems to learn in Koifin. It's going on originally that they were mechavin l'shem mitzvah. If they don't want to do Yibam, they don't have to do Yibam. Even originally where they're mechavin l'shem mitzvah, they don't want, they don't got, they don't have to. That's the Shita of Tosfos. Okay? Let's go with Rashi. In Koifin, even though we don't do Yibam, we don't do it, but we're not going to force them to do Chalitza. Meaning we just said Mitzvah Chalitza Koidemes, but we're not going to force it. Ki asu l'kamei d'Rav. When they came before Rav, Amar Lahu, he would say to the couple, Yibos Chalitza, Yibos Yabim. You want to do Chalitza? Good. You want to do Yibam? Good. B'didach tala rachmana. It's up to you. Like the pasuk says, if the man doesn't want to do yibum, ha'im chafetz. If he wants, he buy chalitz, he buy yabim. If he wants, he could do chalitz, he could do yibum. V'af Rabbi Yehuda savarein koifin. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees we don't force. How do we know Rabbi Yehuda holds we don't force? And meaning, if you want to do yibum, you could do yibum, because mida askin Rabbi Yehuda begita the chalitza, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda enacted in the document of chalitza as follows, Ich ploinis bas ploinis ikravis yas ploini yivama kadmana. How ploinis bas ploini brought, this woman brought her yavam to Bezdin, kadmana, the Beidina. V'ish timodinhu, and we became notified, da achva demisna me abaniu, that this man is the paternal brother of the deceased. The Gemara later is going to discuss, how did it become known to us that he is the paternal brother of the deceased? Va'amri la lay, and we said to him, "Itzavas liyabim yabim. If you want to do yim, do yim v'iloi. And if not, itla la raglech diamina. Send forth your right leg. V'itla la raglo diamina. And he sent forth his right leg. Visharas sine mea ragloi. And she removed his shoe from on his foot. Viyarkus ba'anpoi. And she spit in front of us. Ruka, spittle, demis chazaya. That's recognizable. Lebedina. Alara. You could just imagine, you know, like at a Seder Kedushin, you know, the Edim are very, they're looking at the ring, you know, they're all. So it sounds like they have to look at the spittle. Does it have a din spit? You know, is it mamish? Could they see it? Could they give edus on it? They say, you know, imagine the media comes in. You know, rabbis, what are you looking at? So they said, don't worry. You know, so there's actually machlokes whether the spit has to go on the floor, bechlal, but the pashut reading of the braisa. Of what Rabbi Yehuda was enacted is that it goes on the floor. So what do we see? That Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you want to do yibam, can do yibam. V'Rav Chia bar Avya Mesayim bar Rav Chia bar Avya concluded Mishmei Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yehuda v'akrinu, and we read to him Ma Dechsev b'Sefer Araisa D'Moshe, that which it says in the Sefer Torah, that the Parsha of Chalitza. V'im loy yachboi tzayish lakachas es yivimtoi. V'also yivimtoi ashar al-zakenim amra mein yavami. Now, the statement of Yehuda is ishtemodinu. It became known to us that he's the paternal brother of the deceased. Pligi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina, smachlikis Rav Acha and Ravina. Chad amar be'edim, chad amar afilu karoiv, afilu isha. How do we need to know, to what level do we need verification that he is the brother from the father. So one man de amar is you need witnesses, and one man de amar is even a relative, even a woman. It's only gilam milsa. The hilchos of gilam milsa amahu. The halacha is it's only to reveal the matter, but you don't need edus to create it. It's just to reveal it. Vafilu kare vafilu isha.
How do you have
Eidos?
What, the
Eidim
were there by the birth?
Who, Asi? Who's that? I mean, to know someone's a brother for paternity, you gotta be there. How would you have Eidos? There's only one way. I guess it doesn't make... I don't think it's reasonable to say they had to be there at the time of the relation. I guess you know they're married. And they're living in the same house. And the woman went to the hospital and she gave birth. No? What do you say? Philip says no. No. Philip says it has to be Eidos on the Maisa. Yeah? Really? I can't hear what you're saying, but I'm lip syncing.
Eidos is that you know... Unless you were at the Maisa. I mean, you don't... How do you know? I mean...
Is she a chazaka?
I mean, that...
Roiv bilois hoichen achar habal. No? I mean, how does Bezin ever kill somebody who's over an araya? Somebody lives with his sister. Mehechi tesi, it's his sister. They, right? So the answer is the husband and wife are married. And Roiv Bilois Hachanachar Abal. I mean, you're allowed to presume that.
But that's not an
Eidus.
That's just
the Yibon Yachar. It's an Ansadi. I mean, what are the Eidim testifying to? That we know that the husband and wife, they lived together in Borough Park in 48th Street and 17th Ave, you know?
What's the Hilchis? What's Giluye Milsa? That seems to me more Giluye Milsa.
No. Giluye Milsa Ba'alma is. You don't need two witnesses. Even one lady could come and say they're brother and sister. How do I know? I went to PTA and I saw the parents.
Right, so that means Eidos is stronger. Eidos means...
No, Eidos means you have two witnesses who are men who testify that the presumption was that they're brothers. I don't know that they have to... How would you know such a thing?
Just think about when they do the Rosh Chodesh moon. I mean, you know, like...
The what?
Like when they did Eidos on the moon, for the new Chodesh.
Right?
You know, like, you have to see it.
Yeah, but I think this is different. What do you say? Nelson, you got something over there?
I don't see where it says anything about Eidos. It says, V'ishtamaydinu, it was known.
Yeah, but we have a machlokes, Chad Omar be'idim. Right? So what does that mean, be'idim? Or Rashi says Shetzarach lahavi shnei edim shehu achei hames me'aviv. Shnei me'aviv? How do you have?
And what do Eidei could accomplish? And you know, you don't have to be there.
Heine Eidei Yichud, heine Eidei Biya. Right? That's the Gemara says. But now the question is, like, so what? We need Eidei Yichud of 9 months before this guy was born and 9 months before the other guy was born? And the Edom have to say, we were watching the door and nobody else came in for... I think you have to say there's some kind of presumptive... That's all that's needed. Okay, weiter. Barishayna shahu miskavnin l'shei mitzvah. In the beginning where they had kavanah to do the mitzvah, Mitzvah Zivim Kodemus Mitzvah Chalitza, Mitzvah Zivim comes first. So back in the day, people were pure and they were mecham to do the mitzvah. V'achshav she'en meskal l'shem mitzvah, amru Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemus Mitzvah Zivim. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Chazru loymar Mitzvah Zivim Kodemus Mitzvah Chalitza. They changed their mind. They said, no, even Mizman Hazem, Mitzvah Zivim takes precedence. Amar Alei Rav Nachmar Yitzchak, Nachmar Yitzchak said, what? Achshar Dari? The generation improved, Meikara. The generation improved? What are you talking about? You're saying back in the day, in Europe, in the Altaheim, people had bad kavanas, and now in America, with smartphones, people have pure kavanas? No way. The generation didn't get better. Says Gemara, no, the generation got better, but we had halachic definitiveness. The Tanya says Gemara, Meikara Savri Lok Abba Shol, Vesav Savri Lok Rabbanon. All that happened was originally they held like Abba Shol that Mitzvah's Yibam has to be done L'Shem Shamayim, and therefore, since it's not, they said Chalitza Adif, and then they decided to hold like the Rabbanon that Mitzvah's Yibam does not require L'Shem Shamayim. The Tanya, so look, that means Rami Bar Chama is of the opinion the halacha is like the Rabbanan. The Tanya, Abba Shol Oimer. Abba Shol says, Akonis Zivin L'Shem Noi. If somebody does Yibam for her beauty, L'Shem Ishus, or to be married, L'Shem Dabar Ach, or any other ulterior motive, Ke'ilu Pagea Be'erva. It's like you're marrying an Erva. V'karav Ani Be'enai, Lios Havlad Mamzer. It is close in my eyes. It's almost as if the Vlad is a mamzer. The pasuk says the Yavama lives with her regardless of what his kavan is. It's irrelevant. As I mentioned, Toisus, like the top Toisus, 12 lines from the end of the Toisus, says, V'amar Rabbeinu Tam de'alocha ka'aba shol. Why? Because we had a Stam Mishnah in Bechayrois, Tanan Hasam, like a third of the way down on the page, Mitzvah Sivim, Kaidemus, Mitzvah Chalitza. Barishana Hayu Mechan L'Shem Mitzvah, Ashav Shem Miskam, that's a Stam Mishnah, Halacha Kabashal. That is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban say no, Halacha Kechachomim. So Ashkenazim follow Toisus, we don't do Yibam. Svardim, there are Svardim that do Yibam. Fine. Good. Say there. Man Tana lahad Tana Rabbanan. Which Tana is responsible for the following brisa? Yavama yavai aleha mitzvah. The brisa says, it says the Yavama will live with her. The Yavam will live with her. Her Yavam will live with her. It is a mitzvah. Shebetchila haisa ala b'chlal heter. Originally, she was to him permissible. Before she married the Yavam's brother, she could have married the Yavam. But when she marries the Yavam's brother, Nesra, she becomes Asr. V'chazra, v'hutra, now she becomes Mutter again. Yachal, tafsal, terisha, and I would think, the same way, originally she could have married the Yavam, so she reverts back to that Heter, and she could still marry the Yavam. Talmud Loimar, Yavama Yavai Aleha Mitzvah. The Yavama, the Yavam, her Yavam lives with her. Her Yavam comes to her. It's a mitzvah. Man Tana. Who is this Tana that says, originally it was a mitzvah. Excuse me. Originally there was a Heter. Then it became Aser. So you would think it is a reverting to original Heter. Talmud Loimar, no, it's mitzvah. Who is the Tana this Braisa? Am Rabbi Yisrael Abdimi Abba Shol. It's Abba Shol. V'achi Karmer, this is what it means to say. Yavama Yavai Aleha Mitzvah. The Yavama lives with her, the Yavam lives with her, it's a mitzvah. Shebetchila, originally, Haisala B'chal Heter. She was completely mutter to him. He could have married her for beauty. Ratzel L'Shem Nai, Kainsa. Ratzel L'Shem Ishus. He could have married her for marriage. He could have married her for money. He could have married her for yichus. He could have married her for anything, for any ulterior motive. Nesra, and then she became Aser, Alsa Eishas Ach, and now that the brother dies, Chazav Ahutra, I would think, just like originally you could have married the woman for an ulterior motive, so now also that she becomes re-muttered. So, Tachsel Ater Rishon, you could live with her for any motive. Talmud Lomar, Yavama Yavayla, Lemitzvah. So it's Abba Shol. That no, don't think that you could marry her and live with her for the same motives that you could have lived with her originally. Originally it was marriage. Now that it's Yibam, it's got to be L'Shem Shamayim. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Rava Amar, Rava says, Afilu Temer Rabbanan. It could even be the Rabbanan who say that you could live with the Yavama for any ulterior motive. V'hachi kamar. Yavama Yava Yala Mitzvah. Shebetchila Haisa B'chlal Heter. Originally, she was in the category of Heter. Ratza Kainsa, Ratza Eina Kainsa. You want to marry her? You could. You don't want to marry her? You don't have to. So originally you could have married her or not. Nesra, then she became Asr. Chazra v'hutra, and now she becomes Mutter again. So I would think she reverts back to original status. Then if I want, I could do Yibam. And if I want, I could do Chalitza. Yachal tachsa terishan, ratza kainsa, ratza inu kainsa. Says Gemara, I don't have to marry her. Ratza inu kainsa. Ha agida be, but I'm zakuk to her. Bechti tepuk. She's just going to go out with nothing? So the Gemara says, no, I would have thought if you want, you could do Yibam or you could do Chalitza. Ela'ema ratza kainza ratza chalitza. I would think either if you want to marry her, good. If you want to do Chalitza, good. Talmud loimer, Yivama yava yaleha. Therefore the Torah says the Yivama, the Yavam comes to her, mitzvah. You, it is preferable to do Yibam over Chalitza. That's what it means, mitzvah. Not you have to do L'shem Shemayim. But rather, Yibum is preferable over Chalitza. Marv Raboisai, have a spectacular evening. Shkayach.
Good night.
Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.